Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Stardish Radio. It's been quite some time since we've had a little dish session. I thought it was about time to bring the old girl back up into Blog Talk Radio and stir some stuff up. Welcome back. I know it's going to take a little bit before everybody hears about it and gets back into the swing of things and jumping into that chat room. But I promise you, as always, we do have a good time on this show. Our guest tonight will be Gregory J. Martin, waiting for him to call in. Gregory J. Martin is a talented director, writer, creator of The Bay, the series, which many of you know. And tomorrow will be the premiere for his second season on The Bay. So we're going to talk about that. And he's got a fan event that is coming up also to help raise funds for the project. So it's a good way to get your soap fix, being that our soaps are so numbered lately. You know, they're dwindling down. So, because he has everybody and their mother on that cast, an absolute stellar cast. He has Mary Beth Evans, Christoph Andrews, Rayal Andrews, no relation, Matthew Asher, Dylan Bruce, Nicholas Carter, and you go on and on and on and on, and he's got them. So it's a good way, like I said, to get your soap fix and get back into seeing a lot of the people that you miss on screen. So make sure that you guys go check that out. I'm going to put the link in the chat room. And hang on just a moment, everybody, and I'm going to see if this is my guest calling us. Ed, the fabulous Gregory J. Martin is on the line. Welcome back, Gregory.
Thanks, Joanne. Thanks for having me.
Oh, God, it's been a long time, and I'm excited that my first show back is with you.
Oh, wow, this is the first show back. Wow,
you're the first show back, absolutely. I haven't been on the air in quite some time. And definitely glad that you're the first show back. It's always good to have a friendly voice on the other end, and especially someone who's doing so much that I admire and respect. So that's a big part right there. So,
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you so much.
So you've done some incredible stuff with this web stuff, Gregory, and I told you from the get-go, if you remember, that this was going to be the thing. And you have blown it out of the park. You have a stellar cast. You have everybody and their mother on this series that anybody would want to see. I mean, really, congratulations. Yeah. You're doing a fabulous job.
Yeah, I always say there's a lot of wonderful actors in daytime who are worthy of Emmys and worthy of being on a network show. But overall, I think The Bay has the best cast, period. Mm-hmm. I think our ensemble is just, I love everyone that I work with.
It's great, and you're right. You do have the best cast going, and especially since soaps are dwindling down. I mean, it's a shame what's going on with them, but, the listeners, they can get their fix right on The Bay. I mean, everybody that they miss is there. You know, the soaps are being canceled, and Gregory's hiring them. So it's like, hello. He's got a job for everybody.
Yes, I've been lucky to have some wonderful people join our family.
So tell me about the ride. I mean, let's just, you know, briefly go back to the first day until now. I mean, this has got to be some kind of whirlwind. I mean, for crying out loud, you got awards. You're on TV Guide's watch list. Talk to me about all this.
Goodness, I'm going back. It's been over 2 years.
Right.
Now. And we just wrapped our, we've actually produced 10 chapters total, and each chapter has, well, actually, 8 of the chapters consist of 4 installments,
mm-hmm.
so 8 times 4, whatever that is, and then there's, 32, and then there's the,
mm-hmm.
the 8 more, making it 40, for the Far From the Bay, and then another 5 for our Dark Side of the Bay, making it 45, and then we have our confessions. There's 6 in the first season and 6 in the second, so that is 57 installments of material that people can watch, footage that people can watch. So,
right.
It's come a long way. The production values for the first half were not that great because I was just
mm-hmm.
making a transition from one company to the next, and so
mm-hmm.
I had to kind of figure out who our crew was and who was the right team that we needed from sound to camera to even cast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so it was a challenge putting the product together, but I think right now we're at a wonderful place. Our sound is good. Our score is great. We have wonderful
mm-hmm.
music. I think the visuals, the DP, I work with a DP. I work with a few DPs, but one in particular who's kind of the guy who I work with mostly was the DP who DP'd some of my films. And
mm-hmm.
he's on board, and my makeup team, and, you know, everybody. It's just wardrobe. You know, everybody kind of, you know, that all has a lot to do with making the product good. You know, we had
right.
a couple of recasts, you know, that were necessary. I mean, I loved everyone who worked on the show, you know, whether they were
mm-hmm.
recast or not, you know.
Right.
But it just helped because I think it was, I mean, the main thing is whoever's here and whoever wants to be part of this grassroots production, you know, has to feel it in their heart, has to really want to be with it because there's no money right now in the indie soap world. You know, people are still trying to figure out how to turn, you know, this into, you know, financial revenue, which has been a difficult task for all of us indie soap
mm-hmm.
producers. So,
right.
so it's a passion project. It's a passion project from everybody, from the cast, the crew, to, you know, to anyone, all the supporters and everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. I was saying that to a friend of mine the other day. This really has to be that. I mean, the actors that you have on there, you just know that they're passionate about what you're doing and your ideas, that they really want to get it out there. Because, like I said, you do have the best of the best on this series. You really do. And, I mean, I don't know the financial situations, but I'm like, you know, you got everybody coming in there. I really didn't think there would be a lot of money involved in it, but it just shows that these people, these actors, want to be in front of the camera, and they believe in that soap format, you know. And so, you know what? This guy's good. He's got a good script. He's, you know, hands-on. We're in for it. And it just shows. It reflects in the work.
Oh, thank you so much, Joanne. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that also took time. The script, you know, I write these episodes in about 8 hours, so it's not
mm-hmm.
like rocket science. You know, I'm just kind of, I know where I want to take the characters, and then I write these scripts quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten wonderful compliments for it, and it's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, but you know what, Gregory? Some people can't write their way out of a paper bag. So, you know, saying that, you know, it only takes 8 hours, I mean, sometimes it takes me 8 hours just to get the first sentence out, and you're writing episodes. I mean, you know, so you can't even, don't shy yourself of that, because that's just silly. Don't shortchange yourself, because it is hard work for you. I mean, it comes easy to you where it's hard for others, I should say. And
oh, okay.
Like I said, it shows. So, hey, you got a bunch of people that help you out with the producing here. I see you got Roger Newcomb and Tristan and Darrell, who I love to death. I love watching him. You have to tell him. I really do. Yes, because he, you know, he's a Yonkers boy. So when I see him, it just brings me back home. I don't know why, but it does. So I love watching him. So
Well, I do have to say, I mean, everybody kind of chips in. You know, they bring most everybody. I can't say all of the producers, but as much as I love all of the producers,
some of them
don't really do much. But most of the producers do offer something, whether it's a house, a location. Mary Beth, who, you know, brings, who's given us multiple options, thank you, which I'm very grateful for. And she's done a bunch of other things, too. And Martha is giving us her, has given us a restaurant. And, Nicholas Koster has given us a couple boats to shoot on, which is wonderful, you know. And then, but I hope I'm not missing anyone, but Celeste Viana, who's one of the producers, she's done, and Roger's been very supportive, you know. But, you know, the really, Darrell and Christos are the two who work night and day with me, 15, 18 hours a day sometimes, just working and working and working. So, you know, I do have a wonderful supportive family, and everybody tries to chip in the way they can, but I do want to give a special shout-out to Christos and Darrell, who really work with me on an everyday basis to make to make happen, and not just for the Bay, but for all of our projects.
Right. Well, they're like your little brothers now. I mean, you kind of took them both in under your wing, and you molded them, you shaped them, and now you got, you know, great talent beside you. So, you know, greatness comes from greatness. What can I say?
Yeah,
you know. So tell me about the event that you're having.
So we have this big event tomorrow. It's actually more of an industry mixer where we've opened it up to actors, producers, directors, writers, anyone who's in the industry. And we have these raffles going on. And by coming to the event, it includes one raffle. Your name will be placed into the raffle, whatever it's called, and there and you can select which raffle you want to participate in. If you're an actor, then you can win a role on the Bay. There's first and second choice. I mean, that's all the information's on the website, but if you're a writer, you can co-write something for the Bay. If you're a director, you can shadow me on the set of the Bay and then possibly direct the scene. And then we also have something new for musicians, where last season we were producing music videos where they highlighted whatever chapter it was. And now we're planning to do another music video which will highlight the entire season two. And we're going to pick one lucky artist and we'll produce their music video for them.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
It's a really good, it's a really good opportunity for whoever wins. And then we also... it's only $20, you know, and there's going to be live performances, and a lot of the cast members will be performing. Screen the entire next chapter, chapter 8, which are 4 webisodes. We're going to screen all 4 webisodes, and then we're going to have auction off some items from the Bay, like a script and a poster. And Mary Beth Evans has a necklace that she wore on the show. We're going to auction that off.
Very nice.
So there's a, you know, it's going to be a fun-filled event, you know. And there's a, you know, there's a bar, and so there's plenty of drinks, and there's a menu, a food menu. So I think it's, you know, a good time to be had by all. And if you're a site member, or if you own a corporation, then you can get a 50% discount, which makes it only $10.
Oh my God!
Which
that's
is a steal for what we're offering, you know.
Right, right, and all of this is on the website, and
it's all on the website. Yeah.
Ignacio is hosting it.
Yes, Ignacio
is funny guy.
The host for the evening. He's a wonderful comedian. If you've ever seen his stand-up act, he's going to be the host for the evening.
Yeah.
And he'll be introducing some of the other cast members who will be performing or making announcements. And it's going to be a really fun field, and I think there might be a red carpet too. It's going to be a fun.
Okay. Well, that'll be cool. Now, let me ask you, because I saw a while back that there was some talk about Jim Romanovich trying to help you guys get on television. What's going on with that?
Yeah. And by the way, I just want to say before we get into that, the show does premiere Thursday. The next webisode, all new webisode, premieres Thursday, 3:15 p.m. Eastern Time, 12:15 p.m. Pacific Time. It'll be on our website, thebaytheseries.com. And it'll be distributed by Blip TV. And as far as Associated Television goes, they're wonderful. They're still working on some things that I can't really talk about. They're very supportive. We've shot in their studio, and, you know, they've invited us to this big kind of celebrity tournament thing happening in a couple of weeks. And, you know, they always invite us when there's charities or different things because we like to, you know, the big cast always likes to kind of show their support for, you know, different things. By the way, Global Crucible, and you should look it up, globalcrucible.org is the benefactor that's attached to the event tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
I'll put that in the chat
room. So he's Jim Romanovich. You know, they're still looking. They're still looking for our home. They have some places that they've spoken to. I can't really talk about the details of it, but it's all looking very positive. So.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. I mean,
we work hard for it.
Yeah, you really do.
It's really all about finding the financing, you know. And once we have the right financing, then we can be ready for production, but without it, that's really the difficult task.
Right. Well, that's with anything, and that's I love these little Kickstarter programs and stuff where people are able to donate and help be a part of that. I think that would give any fan or any person, for that matter, just, you know, to know that look, I helped start that. You know, that's a great feeling to know that, you know. And the donations were so small, you know?
Yeah. I mean, our fans have been really supportive. The first season, they pulled together and they helped us raise over $50,000, I think. We didn't obviously get all of that because Kickstarter takes a percentage off and some of them bounced back where I guess they didn't have the financing or their credit card didn't go through.
Right.
But they showed the support. And then we did a second one with Indiegogo and we raised $6,000 or something, $7,000 or something along those lines. And they're always constantly showing their support, which I love. Any of the Baywatchers listening, I love you guys. You're all wonderful. But they're so supportive, you know, whether they're buying T-shirts or, and that all helps because all of that goes into our production costs, which, you know, it won't fund the show because it takes about anywhere between $15,000 to $25,000 just to produce a chapter.
Right.
It does help. And the Mary Beth Evans girls, who are very supportive, have sponsored lunch a few times. And which, you know, that really helps too. So
sure, I mean, any little bit. I mean, people don't realize the amount that goes into producing these types of things. You know, people got to eat, you got to have all that kind of stuff, and that's what they say. You know, about behind the scenes, people behind the scenes are just as important as in front of the camera. So it does.
Locations, props, crew, lighting, everything. You know, it just it's all very essential to making the show happen.
I'm telling you, I told you that from the beginning. I'm very proud of you for what you're doing. So, everybody, that's Thursday at 3:15 Pacific time, right? On TheBayTheSeries.com.
It's going to be on Blip TV, but you can find it on The Bay The Series. It'll be the main video on The Bay The Series website.
Right. Well, we have a few minutes left, so I want to talk about the South Side. Because I know that's something near and dear to your heart, and, you know, there's a special connection there, so I want to talk about that. So for those who don't know what it is, tell them.
The South Side is a feature film that I directed based on the death of Robert Arizaga Jr., who was murdered at the age of 19 at a Halloween party by a vicious gang. It's a true story. Christos Andrews played the lead, and he did a wonderful job transforming himself into the part. I could not have made the movie without him because, obviously, Christos is very dear to me as one of the leads on my show and, kind of like you said earlier, my little brother. So to have somebody play such an important part in my life that's going to be documented forever, it needed to be somebody that I hold dear to my heart, and I do, obviously, Christos. Mm-hmm. And so he did a phenomenal job transforming from Santa Monica Caucasian dude, surf skater dude, to a New Yorkerican. Actually, funny thing. Hold on. Christos just pulled up right now.
Oh, did he really?
I was talking about you about the South Side, so I'm gonna have him say hi real quick.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Christos. It's Joanne with Stardish. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Joey?
Oh, I'm doing fine. We were just talking about the South Side, and Gregory was just saying what a fabulous job you did transforming from the Santa Monica, you know, skater kid to the New Yorican. So looking forward to that. And I know this is something near and dear to his heart, and he couldn't have had anybody better play it than someone like you, who is like a little brother to him.
Well, yeah, it's honestly, it's an honor and a duty that I did that, and it worked out for the best. I mean, I just want to say, like, he has the greatest family, including Gregory. And they are some of the most good-spirited people I've met, and I couldn't have been more happy, like, about how things worked out.
Right.
At first, the whole idea was pretty intimidating, of course, just like the comparison you made. I was just completely not like him at all.
Right.
But things just sort of, I got into it enough, and with the right guidance from Gregory as my director and the right guidance from his family and friends, it all kind of came together.
Aside from the
change of the look that happened.
Right. Well, the Arizagas are fabulous people. I grew up with the Arizagas. I'm a Yonkers girl. The Arizagas are my second family, so I know. Robert and I, Robert's dad and I should say, went to high school together. And, so I grew up with all of them, so I know. And once they pull you in their fold, they're there forever. So you were very lucky to meet all of them and that you're in that fold. My Arizaga family is unbelievable. I've been with them since I was 12 years old.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's unbelievable. That's really cool.
I'm looking forward to seeing this. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing the movie, and it's a shame of what kind of movie it is and the circumstances surrounding it, but hopefully it'll bring to light something, and, you know, Westchester County and White Plains will, you know, get their heads out of their asses and find out what happened to Robert Jr., you know,
The movie, it's completely 100%. It's about Robert, honoring Robert Arizaga Jr. and his life, and what a sort of shame it is and a waste that things happened the way they did. And I think it's a good message. It's a perfect piece of art to be used as a message for everybody to see. It's sort of provides the viewer to experience and even lose him themselves just like the family did.
Right.
And that, hopefully that'll have the impact we're going for.
Right.
All around a good message.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it when it comes out. And again, I have no doubt that, you know, you did a stellar job in the project. So I wish you well. And we were talking about the Bay, and we're looking forward to seeing that on Thursday. You guys are doing good things. Good things.
Cool. Thank you, John. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Crystal. You're welcome so much.
Cool. Should I pass you back? I'll pass you back.
Let me talk to Gregory again. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Hey, Joanne.
Oh, he's such a sweet boy.
I know. That was a good little surprise.
Yeah, it was.
I stepped out of the house because my dog would go off if anybody passes the door, so I just
decided
to step out. I'd be interrupting the interview.
Well, where do we stand as far as when is that movie going to be premiered? Do you know anything yet, or what's going on with it?
Well, we did premiere it at Tribeca.
Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
We are planning to do another one here, and it's really all about the PR. It's about getting the right distribution.
I mean,
it's the most important project I've ever done. I've worked on a lot of projects, and I'm very grateful for all the opportunities I've had in the past, but nothing comes close to the South Side, because it is personal.
Sure.
And it is. And, you know, it's a true story about a kid who was murdered, my cousin, and there's still...
And there's still nothing happening with as far as solving it.
Yeah, the murderer is still out there.
Right.
So it's sad, but, you know, that's the world we live in.
Absolutely. Now, was Robert, how integral was Robert Sr. with this? I mean, was he with you every step of the way, or was it hard for him?
We shot in the same, we actually rented an apartment in the same building that little Robert lived in.
Okay.
Because I wanted Christos to live and experience what it was like to be
mm-hmm.
in Little Robert's shoes.
Right.
And so we did, you know, we shot in the same. And you know, my Uncle Robert was very essential to the making
Good.
Of the movie because he introduced me to all of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
He told me this. He shared, I mean, as Latinos, I'm a Latino, you know, whenever
mm-hmm.
we're telling a story, we don't just tell a story. We actually act it out. So
exactly.
Moments that happened between him, he and his son.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that I've gotten a lot of those moments down in the script to a T, word for word, or at least
mm-hmm.
the way my Uncle Robert described it to us.
Right.
And 80% of this film is accurate. Of course, there's certain things we had to do for dramatic purposes.
Sure.
You know, but 80% of the film is accurate, according to all the kids that I've interviewed,
mm-hmm.
All of Little Robert's friends and
right.
his close cousins, my cousins, and my family, you know.
Right.
So it was it's a very real, raw, sentimental emotion. I mean, it takes you on an emotional ride, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an important film that needs to be seen. So fingers crossed we'll get the right distribution, we'll get the right support behind it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just ask everyone to really spread this word because there is a killer out there somewhere.
Sure
and,
is.
My cousin's murder has never been solved.
Right.
All we know is he was at a party and he was stabbed to death by a vicious gang
mm-hmm.
leader or person in a gang. I don't know what his involvement is in the gang. We just
knew it was a gang.
We just
gang related. Right.
To actually,
you know, get it done.
I think the kids are afraid. They're afraid.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah.
A lot who were there at the party know, but they don't want to speak because it is associated with a gang. But that. Be the case.
Right, and you know what, not for nothing, and I get that, you know, this whole no snitch thing or whatever, but, you know, they're only powerful, gangs are only powerful as long as you let them be. As long as everybody stays silent, that's why they're powerful, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and I know it's a brave thing to come forward, and people just have to jump and do it, but, you know, it's easier said than done, but, you know, for the sake of...
I'll never forget, I'm sorry to mean to cut you off, Joanne. I never forget, I was on the set of The Intruders.
Mm-hmm.
I was shooting a film that I directed called The Intruders. I wrote and directed,
mm-hmm.
co-wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And we were shooting in the hood here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a gang, I don't want to mention any names of what gang, you know.
No,
but there
sure.
was a gang across the street.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very well-known gang.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making a lot of noise. And we were shooting in this big house. And we had to shoot these scenes. So I asked my first AD to go across the street and ask them if they can quiet it down.
Right.
And so I think she was afraid to do it, and a couple of the crew members were like, oh, my God, you can't do this. This is not our neighborhood, you know. This is a gang
right.
neighborhood. This
right,
is.
Right.
And so I just said, you know what, I can't take it. And I got up, and I walked outside, and I went across the street, and I walked into their yard, and they all looked at me.
Right, cockeyed, like.
I said, I really need you to quiet down. I'm trying to shoot a scene.
Right.
Across the way. And they all just kind of, like, I guess they were startled or something. And they
right,
said, oh,
right.
I'm sorry. What are you shooting? And I told them, I'm shooting a film with Intruders. Who's in it? Stephen Bauer from Scarface. They were like, who? Manolo? Oh, my goodness. And they all went crazy. And they were all excited. And they all wanted. They actually cooked for us. They cooked for us. And then I made a bunch of them extras in our movie, you know.
Look at that.
So it's, I mean, they're just as real as everyone else. And so if people would just stop getting this, you know, most of these kids that are in these gangs are doing it because they're looking for some kind of salvation. They're human just like everyone else. And so we need to kind of step forward and say, let's not be afraid. Let's
mm-hmm.
put a stop to it. And I think that's really, really what the situation is here.
Right.
This particular beast that killed my cousin, you know, I don't have very nice things to say at all about
right,
him.
Right, well.
Because obviously, you know, it was a heartless act. If you know anything about my cousin and the way his demeanor, it was a weakness. Hello?
I'm here.
I'm sorry, it was a weak,
no, that's okay.
weak, cowardless act. So
right.
He needs to be in prison and he needs to be, you know, be held responsible for the murder of my cousin.
Right. Well, we'll get the word out. We'll spread stuff around. And, you know, I always wish you nothing but the best and the best of the Bay, which we will see on Thursday, 3:15 Pacific time on the
yes,
BayStories.com.
And if you're in L.A., come join us tomorrow. Like I said, it's $20 for live entertainment from some of the best in daytime, where you get to see a free screening. There's food, there's drinks, and there's publicity, you know, and especially if you're an actor or a director or a writer,
right.
You know, you get to
a lot of networking
to be part of the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, tune into us on Thursday, those who are not in L.A., and always show support and spread the love. And make sure to let everyone know about the Bay because, you know, we're an indie soap. We don't have the money, the finance. If anybody knows any sponsors, please let us know. Any kind of sponsors can, you know, of course, you know, we have to be specific with who we take on. But, you know, there's information on our website. You can find out about sponsorship. And, and be sure to spread the word and tell everyone, all your friends about the show and go back and watch all of the chapters. But don't judge us for the first few chapters because... like I said, our production values weren't as great as they were for season two and Far From the Bay.
Right. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I really am